Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Dave. G'day, guys.
How are
Here we go, muchachos. One more time. Apocalypse Watch, Falls a Gook, and it's full of food news.
Yes.
Which I love. And Jane, you brought one to the table, passion fruit.
There is. Well, I was going to keep it a surprise, actually, say there's a glut of a fruit in Australia. Can you guess what it is?
Well,
but it is passion fruit.
Put
on your thinking caps, Australia. Well, what are we going to do with passion fruit?
Mm.
Besides
surprising.
The cab.
Surprising, because it's a must-have item.
I love passion fruit.
All right. Down the serious end of Apocalypse Watch, facial recognition, some huge shows last night on TV.
You put me onto this last night. You put me onto John Oliver. Anyway,
pretty much letting you all know you're stuffed. Enjoy the next 20 years because
privacy is gone out
privacy
the window
gone.
For a start. And
perhaps
the human trafficking trade is going to get a leg up thanks to everything.
It might be something to get into because it's about to go. It's about to boom.
Right,
hey, cancel culture. We're sick of it, are we? Shows have been cancelled. Now they're being reinstated. What's going on in the world? Why is everyone panicking?
Yeah.
Look at your resume, people. You could be hunted down and made a fool of by
the angry
mob. But
there are shows, perhaps, that you want cancelled for different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know that.
You might just
want
to have
reasons.
A show. You might be, yeah. So
just because you didn't
tell
like
us
it.
A show that you want cancelled.
Bondi Rescue. There you go. There's one. I don't care for their bodies. They make me.
You don't
care
for the Bondi Rescue guys' bodies.
They make me feel uncomfortable.
Popo, he's got a good body, doesn't he?
What about the pasty white English tourists?
Oh, I like them.
Pulled off the beach.
I happily watch them not rescue.
Am I allowed to say that, by the way?
No, you can. It's racial vilification, Jane. We've got a massive sports wrap. There's a huge story in this country. It involves Cricket Australia. The CEO's resigned. Mm. It's a house of cards. It's lying there in tatters. Can you be the next CEO of Australia? We'll have a look.
Well, you might put your hand up. You might have already done that. And we have got a great day to chat with our lovely friend Lee Sales. Lee's going to talk to us about the debacle. That is the Victorian ALP.
Yes.
After a few a 60 Minutes story exposed.
Sure.
Anyway.
And a pretty sobering 7:30 last night too. In DNA, that's the other way that people can get you.
Oh my god!
It's an invasion
of
us.
DNA. That's
invasion.
What happens when you do those Ancestry.com.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Don't fall for it.
There
don't
it
fall
is.
For it.
Don't do it.
Don't do
basically,
the DNA test. They've got you for life.
Judge Janie will be up and about.
Oh,
I'd love it.
A federal case that I want to visit.
I hope she's not ruling with an iron fist today. Last time she was very, very strict.
There's no second gear with Judge Janie.
Oh, no, she is. She's a hanging judge. There's no doubt about it.
She is a hanging judge.
Especially when it feels like she's had a couple. I don't know. She's just not.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that
last time
really
I thought she was going to glass someone. I thought that was going to be a rule. We'll take a call. We'll take a tweet.
Okay.
So much to get through. Day at my house, Jane. Can I just start with this? So,
well, you've got a spring in your step, and I know why you're excited, because you've had a real issue for years and years with your internet.
My internet's been terrible.
Because you're in an inner city suburb.
Any city suburb that's just been bypassed. There's been no joy. I've waged a war, sometimes on NBN.
You like waging your wars. You've done that from time to time.
And I feel suitably chastened by what has happened today because what a great experience. So this is the first thing that's going to blow you away. So there was the appointment teed up between – can someone be home from between 1 and 4 this afternoon? And I'm in a different location doing the show, obviously.
Yeah.
So I couldn't.
You're working on the working on the wireless. It was
that's
impractical.
Right. I'm working on a spruce goose in my basement at another location.
Yes.
I'm very busy, but my mum was going to be at my house to
beautiful mum Wendy
to sit in there and wait for the guy from the NBN. How's this? This is the first shock. Phone rings at 11:30.
Yeah.
Hi Mick, it's me. I'm early. I'm outside the front.
Oh, this is the NBN guy.
11:30. Now, no one has ever. No one has ever, from anyone, from Fox, never. To, from yeah. anyone
right.
who's ever said,
no, you hang out all day, I'll and it's so annoying, and they four. Come at the last minute.
He goes, mate, I'm here, I'm out the front. So I go, look, I'll just see if my mum's around and she can pop down.
Yeah.
Alan from NBN here. Are you available at the moment? Yeah. I'm out the front of your house right now. And I say, don't worry, my mum can come down. Anyway, so I hear nothing more. And then about an hour ago, I get this. Hi, Mick. Just letting you know that you're now connected to the NBN. I've set up your new Telstra smart modem for you as well. Supplied some picks. They're on board. Yeah, PK's your new Wi-Fi name, password. If you have any dramas, please call me. And one last thing, your mum, Wendy, is a beautiful lady.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
That's so nice. Oh, I think I'm going to cry.
That is amazing.
If that's not the perfect interaction with a technician from NBN, Alan, who has come around early, he's done the job.
I've gathered
the
that Wendy's had a good old chin wag.
Yeah. Oh, and would she ever. He has put up. For some of the NBA,
I
hope he had the headphones on because he would have been belted around the ears.
Can you imagine? Good... She's gone, anyway, Nick, now, let me just go way back.
Oh, he won't be able to do that. He won't be able to start that. Oh, you better send him some pictures.
Put it in big writing, will you? He just needs, is it one button? That's all he'll be able to do.
Oh, he's so stupid. He can't use a toaster. But anyway,
that is fantastic.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, NBN.
Well, that's a good news story.
What a great service you have provided for me.
We love
and
you've
hearing kind
that.
Words for my mother.
Yeah.
Well done.
Excellent.
Amazing.
In the meantime, Dave, you've shocked me today because your tummy was rumbling.
Oh, I'm so sorry
and
about that.
We could hear that. Whitney actually commented, our producer, and just went, what the hell?
Yeah, I know what it was, too.
What was it?
It was the broccoli soup that I had at lunch. So.
No.
What?
Just back. The what soup?
Broccoli. What?
Okay.
Well, do you call it broccoli, do you?
You mean like 100% of the world?
Mick, what did you call it?
It's a broccoli of flamingo, isn't it? I'm still trying to work out the...
Broccoli soup.
Broccoli.
It's not broccoli. What,
broccolini?
Are you trying to be fancy?
Can you have a broccolini?
Yeah,
broccolini soup, but broccoli soup is what you would have had.
Yeah, broccolini.
Either way, what's it done to you? What's the issue?
He's got his tummy rumbling, and Mick, you've had it.
I got served some alleged broccoli soup from Whitney once.
I beg your pardon. It was beautiful.
Whitney made me a soup.
She's doing the finger to you, mate, and she made beautiful broccoli soup. Hang on, she's typing something now.
It was like
she said
water.
It was cauliflower soup she made. What's the
same
family?
Yeah. Well, the cauliflower was green. Remember? She tried to serve it up in a restaurant. She went down to my restaurant when I ate soups. And then then I took it up back and I ate it. And then I called the health inspector and told him to get round to the restaurant.
I beg your pardon, you did not.
What
I discovered, though, is that you said, this is the way I eat my vegetables. What are you, 2 or 90?
No,
because
Jane.
It's either you're either a pensioner or a baby because you're like my vegetables mashed
Jane,
up. Like
that's not what I said. So get it right or
it?
Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
I said the foods I don't normally like I love as soups. Broccoli, asparagus, pumpkin.
Vegetables.
Well.
You mean you can't eat vegetables unless it's runny.
Geez. You know what?
This is a problem.
I'd rather have a bat soup than Whitney's cauliflower soup.
All right. Well, we're coming back. When we come back,
that's right. Whitney said I described the soup like it had been in the fridge for 2 days. I accused the restaurant. I go, they've frozen this. It's good times. The sausage rolls were a triumph, though.
They were.
I nearly killed a neighbour's cat throwing one of those.
You bet them. All right,
hey,
Dave.
When we come back, what are we going to do?
Apocalypse Food Watch.
Oh, okay. Yes. And we're all here thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore range, guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Well, there's some really amazing things going on at the moment to do with
given
food.
Given everything we've got, you're going to open with this.
What do you mean?
Well, this is out of all the huge news. Pat, this is the one that's got you.
Let's I'm go. Fascinated by it because I'm a bit partial to it. I'm a bit partial to this fruit.
Really?
So, you know, I love a good glut story.
Yes, sure.
And passion fruits, we've got an abundance of them. Passion fruit growers, why? Because after months of short supply, they said that they have a tsunami of passion fruit because the weather was perfect situation for them.
Right. Perfect storm for the passion fruit.
Yes, a perfect storm. And usually cold weather has severely affected demand because passion fruit's a summer fruit. It's like you serve it on a pav or you put it in a drink or you make it into a gelati or something like that. It's passion fruit says summer and it's warm.
That's right.
But it's not a very serious fruit, is it? It's frivolous. Put me in a drink.
Yes, and you know what? And sometimes as a treat, I have 1 out of 5 of the occupants of this house. One is partial to a passion fruit. And they used to be like, you know, expensive just to buy one passion fruit. So it was like a real treat to get.
You can't just eat them on their own, can you? No one eats a passion fruit.
Cut a top off like an egg.
Yeah. How would you describe it? Would you describe it as sweet or sour?
It's umami.
I beg your pardon.
I don't think you can say that on
the I think you have to dump that.
Do we have to dump that?
Dave, she said umami.
Okay, dumped.
What?
So, what's it's umami? Making my mouth water when you say that. It's a bit of sweet and sour. That's what I think passion fruit is.
Could you have it in a soup?
A summer soup, maybe.
A cold soup, like a gazpacho, passion fruit gazpacho.
Well, that could work, and I like your thinking behind that. Gazpacho being a cold soup. I'll tell you what, the CEO of the Passion Fruit Growers of Australia.
That's not a position.
She says we need people to get out there and rediscover passion fruit. We need retailers to get behind us. And there's some crazy specials at the moment.
I've got it. I know how to do this. You know how they have that tomato throwing festival in Italy?
Yes.
Yes.
Where people chuck passion fruits at each other, which are like rocks.
Oh. Yeah, they're quite hard.
Yeah, that could be harsh. Yeah, yeah. That'd be bad British bulldog. I've got very bad memories of that game. I don't think so. All right, now, I'm going to move on to...
Why doesn't that work? Where else can you put a passion fruit in?
Because boys like you would just pelt people when you used a bruised bum.
I've got a passion fruit vine in my backyard at the moment.
And does it yield a good...
No, it doesn't. It brings flowers, but no fruit, Jane. What am I doing wrong?
Must be the broccoli.
Are you sure it's not a choke vine?
No.
Are you sure?
No, it's not. It's definitely a passion fruit. I'm sure it is.
All right,
check now.
I'm sorry I'm going to change tack because there's apocalyptic news from one of my favourites.
Just quickly, what was the point of the passion fruit, though? What's the same? There's too many people we need
there's
to get rid of
them.
It.
They're going to be cheap. Buy them up, everybody. Freeze them. You could
hoard them. How long do they last?
Yeah, good point.
Ages. Passion fruits are in their own special container and they really never go off.
Where are they in the fruit shop? Where do they put them in the fruit shop? Are they up front? Are they all tits?
Are they
out the back?
They're a bit hard to find. Yeah, they're with your specialist fruit.
They're on their own.
And how do you find a good one? Is it like avocado? Do you touch it and go, what's the secret?
Very perfectly smooth, round.
You don't like the crinkled
Not
or the
until
wrinkled?
They're crinkled. Okay. That's when they're on the way out. Yeah,
that's a bit sad.
It's a bit ageist.
Yeah, that's right. Just, you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll suppose you pick yours and pinch yours.
I will make you.
All right, passion fruit's done.
Passion
go
fruits,
down,
go
get
and
the
buy them
fruits.
Out. Yep.
Go mad.
That's
now, what else?
Passion fruit grows now.
So that's the good news.
No, yeah, IKEA is my favourite, one of my favourite stores of all time.
Oh, sure.
But I will not. I cannot abide by this. One of the treats, and being someone who actually breastfed a child in the checker and like one of the aisles of IKEA at one stage in my life because I just had to.
Mm.
Because I sat down, you know, at the end when you
that
get up
in the
IKEA
ad.
And
that should be the ad.
That's why it's so part of my life. I relate to this store so
where
much.
Where were you breastfeeding at the end?
Well, you know, at the end where you go and find all the flat packs and you have
the warehouse.
Pick them up.
Yeah.
And I had one of the children and they were baby and crying. I went, I'm going to have to get a piece of furniture off a shelf. And it was a chair and I sat in a chair. In an aisle in IKEA and I breastfed a kid.
You pulled a chair that was part of their stock. yes. onto the floor.
Yes.
Just and lopped a breast out.
Yep.
And just got down to
when
down
a
to
kid's
business.
Screaming in an IKEA warehouse, that's what you do. And at the end, when it all
at least you didn't
came
have to
off,
build the chair first.
I didn't have a chair. That was on display. That was the point. It was all right. Okay. I'd go out and I'd treat myself with one of their incredible hot dogs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And a soft drink, you know, and it cost $2.
Maybe give the meatballs really a wide
berth. I've always given the meatballs a wide, although they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. IKEA now. You might have to dump this.
Okay. I'm ready.
IKEA now has a $1 veggie dog.
Oh, stop it.
Do they?
A vegetarian hot
dog.
That is
apocalypse, watch. That is apocalypse.
There's
no such thing. Sign of
the apocalypse. There is no such thing. They have released a vegetarian option.
It's not a hot dog.
Mm.
It's
not a hot dog.
It's a veggie patty. It's a veggie patty of some sort, but don't. It's not. It's
see,
a demarcation dispute.
The vegans are invading us. Everywhere.
The vegans are winning. The Pete Evans, he should be watching out.
Well,
the vegans will come
Pete
for you. There's a vegan. If,
know,
if Pete, anything happens
Pete
to
eat meat, but you know,
anything
ridiculous.
Happens to Pete Evans, I blame a vegan. Can I just say this just quickly? Yeah. We're going to a break.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just want to say this. What's the world coming to? Vegetarian hot dog at IKEA.
Yeah.
No sausage sizzle at Bunnings.
Yeah, good point.
Oh,
sign
bring
of the
it
apocalypse.
Back. Time to bring it back.
Watch. All right, more of the Apocalypse Watch after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is indeed. Elise Sales is going to join us in the second hour. Judge Janey will be in session as well, so stand by for that. Kennedy Malloy.
She never breaks out the big stories like there's too many passion
fruits. No, she
fruits.
Doesn't.
Get with the plan, Sales.
The passion fruit glut
sleep at the
of
wheel.
Australia. Yeah. We are all over
so,
it.
So you open it. With that one night.
Yeah.
Jane Kennedy is saying that a passion fruit's underrated. I think it's overrated. Not as much as the strawberry, which is the most overrated fruit in the fruit bowl.
So
you know that.
You're speaking rubbish on both fronts now. And there's so many beautiful recipes that you can do. Passion fruit and mango roulade.
I don't care for anything you'd find in a pavlova. There, I've said it.
Really?
Well, what do you like? Peppermint crisp on top.
Oh, you know, I like something. I like a kumquat.
How dare
like
you?
Cantaloupe.
Just be careful of your language.
Yeah.
dump Dave.
Yeah, third time,
Dave.
So, yeah.
Dave's having a
but we here. Have we have tapped into this nation because you are passionate about passion fruit Australia.
Mm. You are, and
we've been inundated with calls about passion fruit.
So far, our calls ring. Our callers ring up when we want to know if a shape is a biscuit or a chip,
yes.
or if the flamingo is a design flaw of nature. Now we're on the passion fruit. Pam, what do you want to add to passion fruit? Gate?
Hello, Pam.
Hi. How are you?
Talk to us about passion fruit.
It's a really good idea to plant two side by side.
At the one time.
So that might be why, Dave, you're getting heaps of flowers.
Oh, you've got one
they're not. It might be lonely.
Yeah, okay.
They
so
need a male
one.
To female. They need to pollinate.
Cross-pollination.
Cross-pollination.
That's where I've gone wrong, yeah.
Have you got bees, Dave?
I beg your pardon.
Have you got bees?
Heard
bees
cross pollination. Keep the bees out of there.
Oh, the bees are around.
You don't want the bees around the passion fruit.
Yeah.
The bees help.
The lemon
excuse
trees.
Me, Pam. Excuse me, Pam.
Sorry? Yes.
I think I know more about passion fruit than you.
Oh, come on.
I doubt it.
Yeah, good on you, Pam.
Hey, do you know
I doubt
what you,
it.
You know what you need, Dave? You need like a sexy like gardener.
Oh,
maybe Don Burke.
Okay.
He could help him.
Maybe not. At the moment.
Thank
are,
we,
you, Pam.
Are we even sure?
Pam, we're going to put you into the draw for the Tempur Bed.
Yeah, $10,000 worth. Good luck, Queen.
Hey, Pam, when's the best time to plant passion fruit? What time of year?
Yeah. Late last year in spring.
Yeah.
And then two side by side.
You ever had a big one? Have you ever had a big passion fruit? What's the biggest passion fruit you've ever had?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it the size of a basketball?
The same.
No, you want one big one, a pumpkin size.
No, you don't want that.
No.
What do you put?
No.
What do you? How do you use your passion fruit, Pam?
Either on a pav or on the top of a sponge. Passion fruit.
Oh, this is classic.
Yum.
Classic.
Yeah, the icing. Yeah.
Oh, passion fruit icing on a sponge.
Yeah.
You're tuning in now. We're talking about passion fruit. Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Let's put Paul's on the line. Oh, my God. Paul.
Paul. Yes, what?
It sounds like you've got a bit of a green thumb, Paul.
Yes, I do, Jane. And this is for Dangerous
Dave.
Get some livers.
whether they be cows or lamb fries, cows are probably cheaper.
Yeah.
Mush it up and put it around the passion fruit vine about 8 inches down so the dogs don't
We're not even sure it's a passion fruit vine,
Paul.
Oh,
it is. I know it is. It is.
It is. And then the flowers will turn to fruit because they've got the trace elements and the iron.
From the liver. Well, what if it turns into pate in the meantime? Then you can serve it on a platter.
Well, that can go just right next to the strawberry, or you know how it is with passion fruit. The best, the ripest ones are like Mick. They fall off their vine, they're wrinkly, and they're sweet.
Okay. Paul, you just made a very powerful enemy.
You are getting a drive-by by a passion fruit lover.
A case of coming your way there, Paul.
Dave,
I promise you, Dave, you'll get them.
Thank you so
Maybe
much,
I should brew some passion fruit beer. Can you put passion fruit in a beer or not?
Cider, perhaps.
Yeah.
So, Jane, one of your favourite drinks. And Paul, hey, Paul, you know it all?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's the best passion fruits that go into passiona? Like, what would make the good
passiona? Well, I end up getting the juice, and I just put it into a bottle of vodka and stick it in the freezer for a week.
Well, turkey.
That sounds good. Now, I said that when I'm perhaps hungover, I go to the dispensing machine at work, and I might get a passiona. And I said, that's passion fruit, to which Mick Molloy, you said, BS.
I said there's no passion fruit in passiona.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I beg your pardon, because the song whisperer looked it up. There was
he's busy.
Sugar, sure, soda something, and passion fruit.
Really?
Passion fruit? Yes. Passiona.
Why do you think it's called passiona, you idiot?
Hey, calm down. And by the way, can I say everyone is well aware that that's what you do, and the most frightening sight on Triple M is to see you approach a vending machine and pull out a passiona. Everyone is on tenderhooks. Tenderhooks. Everyone gives you a wide berth.
It doesn't happen often.
Oh, my God. She's got the passiona. So passiona underrated, creamy soda underrated. Discuss.
Oh, creamy soda.
Yeah, I agree on both counts. Creamy soda, but once a year.
Yeah. But you stick a bit of ice cream in your creaming soda, and that's just the best, isn't it?
Mick,
did you say
Mick,
creaming soda?
That's what it is, isn't it?
Well, it's creamy soda.
Oh, my God, it's creamy soda.
It was one of those brand things.
Broccoli soup and creaming soda.
Why
can't you have a big passion fruit, you know?
Might have been for you in your youth.
They have those. You like vodka and passiona. Like, you're like a teenage girl. You're like a single mum. With two bay pushing
and,
a pram.
And proud of it.
Having a breezer, passiona breezer.
You keep it in the little compartment that you're supposed to put the bottles of milk in, and you just keep your...
Not while you're breastfeeding.
Only in
Hey, Mick, you got anything to add? I'm kind of over it, but Mick...
Let's hear what Mick's got to say.
No, I mean, you start.
Hi, Mick.
Hi.
Hey, tell me, Mick, what's your theory about the passion fruit flower?
The passion fruit flower has incredibly high properties of DMT, which is a psychedelic drug.
Oh, well, go on.
Okay. See,
how'd you find out, Mick? How'd you work that out?
Skills of a misspent youth.
What'd he say?
Misspent
youth. He's getting on
his child's in the car. That's ridiculous, Mick.
He knocked six passion fruits.
Thank you, everybody. Very educational, this show.
No, it's all our fact
sheet. Go out and buy your passion fruits, Australia.
Go down and hassle your greengrocer. Hey, where's my passion fruit?
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is another world as we know it. Of a mass extinction.
Kennedy Molloy's...
Apocalypse Watch.
Okay, park the passion fruit. Let's muck around down the serious end of the pool for a minute.
Yes, indeed.
What a sobering night of TV it was last night. On all channels. Lee Sales on 7:30, some really sinister stuff. Well, not sinister stuff, but stuff we need to contemplate there in the world of genes. We also have to look at facial recognition and how far down the track we are and how it's being operated and used right now around the world. Flipping between Four Corners on the ABC and John Oliver, one of our favourites here.
Yep.
Hi, Kennedy Molloy, who we're dipping into where we're at, where we're going, and how corporations and governments already have access to all our facial features, which are probably already charted and being used at this moment as we speak. Let's start with John Oliver. Apart from scaring the pants off us in the big way that Four Corners was doing about China and how China are influencing and mapping everyone around the world, not even their own people, he came up. He displayed it. There's a new group called Clearview. I think it's Clearview AI. And they basically, they take and farm every image off the, they've done it to 8 billion people or something. Every image off the internet, off Facebook, off Instagram, off everything. And they have it available. And it's available to clients and anyone who wants to know all about your business.
And your part, so, and your business, yeah.
It does. You go, what's the dangerous application of that? Well, here's one for you straight away. It's a company who are running a program that basically, it takes the legwork out of stalking. Let's have a listen.
If you find yourself in a cafe with an attractive girl and you don't have the guts to approach her, no problem. All you need is a smartphone and the application Find Face. Find new friends. Take a picture, and wait for the result. Now you're already looking at her profile page.
So,
Nick, talk us through this. This is exactly what could happen. You could be at a
face,
cafe.
Face application. Say I go in, I see Jane Kennedy sitting at the next table, and I go, well, she looks pretty hot.
Sure.
I don't know. I think I might like to get to know better. I surreptitiously take a picture of her without her permission. Mm-hmm. I then load it into my app. My app will then go and harvest every single image she's uploaded to social media and give it to me. It'll most likely give me her home address. It'll most likely give me everything about her, what her likes are, the restaurants she likes eating in because she'll have taken pictures of all this. And I'll be able to contact her later that day and go, hi, you don't know me, but I was sitting at the table next door. I'm waiting out the front if you'd like to go for a date. That's a fairly...
So you've painted that in a very optimistic and positive way, as the story was painted by the Russian translator.
Yeah, right.
However, let's just put a dark twist on that.
Sure.
Just say you don't want that person to contact you and you don't want that person to find you. This is where it becomes very sinister. What if you're sinister? What if you're a schoolgirl on a tram and someone takes a photo of you and you're 14 and everything's downloaded for you? I mean, the implications are extraordinary and frightening.
But if I know what your favourite film is, if I know what your thing is, I can come up...
Well, that's like Groundhog Day.
I can sidle up to you without you knowing and say everything that you want to hear, and you'll have no idea that I have access to everything you've ever posted.
I say, Mick Malloy's my dream man. You know everything. How could you even know this about me?
Wow, that's it. I'd know, come to you and I'd go, this is what I do, Joe. I say, hello, you know what I love more than anything in the world? Giant strawberries. Hey, man, if I could,
and there's nothing I enjoy more. You love Paris, don't you?
I love a giant strawberry in Paris on my way to Chanel to buy a handbag. Would almost be my...
I say, let's go to the boutique hotel just up the road.
And the bloke the companies that are harvesting this are not... Yeah, no. It's for corporate reasons. It's for corporate reasons. It's not for real reasons. They also deal with law enforcement.
They
do. So here's a story, and this is true. Just quickly, Jane, before you move on. So you know, this equipment was used, and this was off ABC last night, that already they are, or maybe it was John Oliver, everyone who protested in America, law enforcement who have facial recognition for the first time are starting to use it on their own people. They've turned it on the crowds and anyone who protested. And anyone who protested, who has a criminal record, you're going to be found, hunted down, found and prosecuted. So, sorry to go all Pete Evans on you, everybody, but maybe he's
sorry.
Right. Maybe we do need to...
Again, as John Oliver pointed out, it's not just overseas. Here's a frightening thing that he had to say as well on this show last night.
Australia is investing heavily in a national facial biometric system called The Capability, which sounds like the name of a Netflix original movie, although that's actually perfect if you want people to notice it, think, oh, that seems interesting, and then forget it ever existed. And you don't have to imagine what this technology would look like in the hands of an authoritarian government, because China is unsurprisingly embracing it in a big way.
We can match every face with an ID card and trace all your movements back 1 week in time. We can match your face with your car, match you with your relatives and the people you're in touch with. With enough cameras, we can know who you frequently meet.
Hey, what's the issue?
There you go, Australia. That's what's happening. And for people who are protesting, perhaps peaceful protesting on the weekends, don't worry. Cameras everywhere, just saying.
Yep. And also, too, just to finish this conversation off, the Chinese now have so much information when they map your face that they can tell you how much money you've spent, if you've got a record, have you been praying a lot, where have you been? And so they give you like an Uber rating. Mm. But they'll recognise your face, give you an Uber rating, and according to that Uber rating, you may be restricted to travel. You know, if they think you're a dissident or you've been involved in some arrest or you're a Uyghur, you get a travel restriction.
It's very Orwellian, Mick, and this is predicted, hasn't it been?
I prefer our passion-fruit conversations.
Me too. This is upsetting me.
Can you facially recognise a passion fruit? Could you? Can you tell a good one from a bad one? I don't know. All right.
We're going to talk
Give us a call.
You know what's going to start happening? What? Coming up on my phone and your phone is going to be recipes for passion fruit. This is what we're talking about.
I was listening. Yeah.
You know?
All right.
We've got a sports wrap coming up right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy's sports wrap.
Huge news, Jane Kennedy, Dangerous Dave, at the top end of the cricket world. Cricket Australia chief Kevin Roberts has resigned.
That's huge.
This was tipped earlier by an investigation from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age on Monday. They said he'd resigned. It turns out it's true. CA Chairman Earl Eddings said they've got a financial settlement. It's confidential. There's a restructure underway. He said the hunt for a new CEO would not be limited to people in cricket. We'll look at all options. Oh. It's such an important role. We'll search long and wide and get the best possible person for the role. 133353. If you think you're eligible, give us a call. We'll put you to air.
Yeah. What are your credentials? Yeah.
I have, as it turns out, will be at the front of the queue because I've already applied for this job myself with Kevin Roberts.
You have indeed, and we have evidence of it. So not only was it on the front bar.
Yes, we had it on our show. This was actually a meeting, believe it or not, I had in a room with Kevin Roberts. In the meeting, in the room, making my pitch. Have a listen.
Ned Hardner. I suggest we bring back Steve Waugh. Yes.
Well, he's 55, but under the Duckworth Lewis system, he's 29. All right, batsman, bring back Booney.
Where have all the cubby cricketers gone? Well, I mean, there's nothing out there for little fat kids to shoot for. How is it?
Well, it's nine slips. Yeah? We're going to leak a few runs, but nick it and you're gone. What are your thoughts on the reverse sweep?
Oh, we need more of it.
I'd like to ban it. Well, it's cricket's version of the broomstick putter, as far as I'm concerned. Talking about the cheating. Not that that goes on at test level. Yeah. Okay, here's one for you, Crichton. What if we...
Mick, it's Kevin.
Kevin, whatever. We need a bit of showbiz, a bit of razzmatazz. You know New Zealand's got the haka? We need something like the haka.
What are you thinking?
Nutbush?
Can I get some security into the ballroom, please?
There it is. I've already... My application's in. Why don't you get yours in? What are you bringing to the table?
Well Kevin Roberts could apply as for new job as an actor. Very good performance he had to put up with
now,
doing that.
You found something, Jane, but do we need to... Have we got the opener? Should we do the opener for this?
Break out the tissues. We've got another Suki Lala. Someone new has gone the blub.
Well, I love this guy. I love this tennis player. I really do.
You said Federer was your favourite tennis player and your favourite athlete.
You don't know me. Yeah. I'm a woman of mystery. You cannot predict who I love and who I do not love.
You sound like you're putting about a bit. I mean, you said clearly said Dave.
Novak Djokovic. Oh,
I thought Roger was your man.
Roger is, always will be, but I do have a soft spot for Novak. And he's a very good impersonator. Have you said it? He's fun. He's a fun guy.
He's fun?
He is fun.
He's as much fun as Ivan Lendl was fun.
Oh, another one I like. I must like those Eastern European boys.
His socks never fell down. Do you remember that? Ivan Lendl's socks never, ever
Because he never let them fall down. Oh, I'll get in trouble for that.
Wow.
Okay, so Novak Djokovic has gone the blub.
He's gone the blub.
Yes,
he's a serial offender. He really is a serial offender. And by the way,
I love that about him. But here's a tip. If you want to, like, chicks love blokes who cry.
Do they?
Oh, my.
Full stop.
Right.
Do they?
He's broken down in tears at his own charity event, which is one of the first events, by the way, since COVID lockdown that has taken place.
Okay.
4,000 people. That's a lot of crowd. I don't know how they got away with that. Anyway, he's gone the blub. Have we got him?
He's gone the blub in his native tongue.
Yeah, take a listen.
Wow.
Negovi. Ne znam, potpuno neki naliv emocija svega. Sjećao sam se detinjstva.
Nothing like That's a Belgrade great. Town to really get you tearing up.
Most people tearing up these days have just been sprayed with tear gas, so it's good to see someone actually doing it because they're emotional.
Yep.
Can I just say the good news is he's made a very good recovery.
Oh, well, that's fantastic news. Can I mention something?
Oh, sorry, Well, I don't know. Do we have a clip of him celebrating?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we do.
At the party.
Yes,
That's a cheery celebration.
really cheery.
It's very aspirational for everybody to go to the Lafayette Cuisine Cabaret Club.
Sounds like a barrel of laughs.
Belgrade.
Get along. Have a kneeser. It's not the swag one.
People might be murdered there. It's very depressing.
Now, Jane, I want to finish on a good news story. And we know your horse, Vintage Crop. What was it? Vintage
Victory Approach is the horse.
Victory Approach. Led them a merry dance at Echuca in the first and stormed home in comfortable fashion.
Mm.
Your horse, it's redeemed itself after its Oaks Day debacle, but it's come back. And here's the bit I like. If you've got to have a horse, you've got to have a bet on it.
If you're going to have a bet on it
and you win some money, you've got to spend it frivolously. Mm. There's just been a knock at your door in the last 5 minutes. Bring us up to speed. What is it and how is it paid for?
Well, I bought a handbag with the winnings.
There's a bombshell. That's your catchphrase.
It is. Let's loop that. I bought a handbag.
It's like the opening of Out of Africa. I had a farm in Africa. Yes.
I've got a red handbag.
Well, look at that.
Oh, it's very nice.
There's some lettering on it.
How much do you win? 12 grand? 13 grand? Because that looks very expensive.
Well below that, I have to tell you. A little flutter
We know
on,
you bought a $10,000
I have no $10,000 handbag.
Jane, you did.
I bought
it in Paris.
I've got to put children through schools.
So how much, can I ask, is it rude to ask how much a lady paid for her handbag?
It is, but it's not anything like what you think it is.
Okay.
You know what? It's every time I wear this red, it's a red handbag.
Very nice.
Do you know how big it is? I thought it was the actual bookies bag who you put the bet on with. That's how big
not
it
that
is.
Big. It's tickets. Not.
You can put a small dog in that handbag. You know that, Jane.
You know what? That's what you do if you have a little win.
Well
it's not part of your life every day.
Hey, by the way, thanks for the tip. You know, part of the duties of being an owner is you ring your friends up and you go
giving tips. I tell
you, my horse is running.
Yeah.
What would you have said? I'll tell you, I couldn't even say on air. What you would have
I would have laughed and backed the rest of the field to be
correct. Correct.
All right. Can I have the handbag on weekends? At least.
Can.
All right. We'll come back. Is it Song Whisperer time? I think it is.
It is right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Lee Sales is to join us in a few minutes' time. Song Whisperer as well. You are listening to Kennedy Molloy with Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
And the Song Whisperer. Let's get into it.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
Synopsis, please, big fella.
An excited young man talks gibberish and nonsense. Unlike prime numbers, nothing in this song makes sense. But that nothing is conveyed through repeated enthusiastic outbursts and abrupt changes of pace.
Mm. Semblant pour moi.
Oh, Plastic Patron.
No.
Oh. What about no sense?
Oh, is that it? That's the clue.
What about Cold Chisel No Sense?
I could sing this
well. That's a good one.
Might do this for karaoke.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. 133353 after the news. We'll get to the bottom of this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And leading us off in the big second hour after the song Whisperer, it's Lee Sales, who will bring us up to speed with all the big stories around the world.
That's true, and I believe Judge Janie might make an appearance.
She is. She's on the back of a federal court ruling today, which we'll go into, but it's flushed her out.
Yeah.
So she'll be in session.
She's ready to go.
Yeah.
She's ready to take your calls as well if you've got any issues.
Yes. Mm. She wants to rule. If you've got an issue with your husband, your family, your neighbour, give us a call. We will rule. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's get straight into it. I can't muck around today. I'm fascinated about the song Whisperer. Okay. Music, please.
Song Whisperer?
I like the song Whisperer. Is he there?
Oh, I thought we were going to play the...
Oh, we're going to play the jingle, Dave.
Oh, you want to hear that? Oh.
I do. I do. I really like it. Okay. Just think it sets the tone.
I know why things have gone AWOL. It's because Dangerous Dave is wearing his cap backwards.
You like it?
Oh, well.
It's my new look.
Oh, I do not approve.
Jay hates when I wear my cap.
I think it's the broccoli.
It's not right. It's not right.
If you want to immediately look 20 to 30% dumber, turn your head around backwards.
Nah, this is my new look.
This is Song Whisperer's hopped into Dave.
Thank you, Song Whisperer.
No, not just Dave, anybody who wears their hat backwards.
Correct. Oh, what's anyone wrong who wears that? Their hat backwards.
You don't get it, man.
You don't get it, man. He's in rock and roll.
That's it.
All right. What he wants.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Thanks, Mick.
Go on, Mick's defending Dangerous Dave.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
It never happens more.
Sorry,
Dave,
Song Whisperer.
Dave, Whisperer, what's the synopsis, please?
Ready now. An excited young man talks gibberish and nonsense. Probably wears his hat backwards. Unlike prime numbers, nothing in this song makes sense. But that nothing is conveyed through repeated enthusiastic outbursts and abrupt changes of pace.
Jeez, all right, let's get straight into it. All Scott, right. Scott, what do you reckon?
Warren Zeev on Excitable Boy. Took little Susie to the junior prom.
Excitable Boy, they all said. Excitable Boy. Great to know he's got another song, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
I couldn't agree
got
more.
A lot of other songs. It's not Warren Zeev on, though.
It's not Warren Zeev on.
No, it's
bad luck, Scott. No. Good guess.
Hey,
thanks.
All our callers are going in for the Tempur Bed as well.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, love it. Friday. Danny. Yeah. Danny, where are you calling from?
Chestnut, mate.
Good. Oh, there's a good racetrack there and a good prison, isn't there?
You got that right.
Yeah, and the two work in tandem on occasion. I believe once the prison warders backed every winner in every race and got the tip from the inmates. Well done, everybody. Well,
one's expanding and one's getting smaller.
<That's> right. All
you
right,
pretty
Danny.
Pretty confident, Danny. Yeah. Tell us what the song is.
Let's do you it. Got this?
Yeah, mate, I think it's da-da-da-da by the Police.
So, Song Whisperer, an exciting young man talks gibberish and nonsense.
Stream of gibberish.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's stream of nonsense.
Police.
Nothing in this song makes sense.
It's not correct.
Oh, so close.
Danny, I thought you had the chockies there.
Yeah. I did too.
Disappointing, mate. Is that the worst name ever for a song?
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's right up there, isn't it?
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's up there. All right, Danny, thanks for the call. Pauline's on the line. Pauline.
Hello. How are you all?
We're good.
Pauline.
We're good. We're a bit shell-shocked today. There's been some big news floating around.
I know. There's a glut of
about
passion
the handbag.
Yeah.
Oh,
the handbag. You've got passion fruit. You've got a handbag. We all remember the facial recognition, do we, guys?
Thank you, sister. I like Pauline and recognition of the handbag.
Well, would it be 1 week by Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, good song. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
You know who likes that song? Guys who wear their caps on backwards.
Yeah.
Jocks. Jocks who
Good
go to
guess.
Frat bars.
That's it.
They love
so
it.
So true.
Pauline, I like it. Where are you calling from, Pauline?
Central Coast.
Lucky you.
It's a reasonable part of the country, isn't it?
Lucky
you.
Sure.
Good place to be in ISO. Mm.
Yeah.
But it's
not too bad. I've been here a while now.
Oh, geez, you just got buzzed out.
Sorry. You're in the draw for the Tempur bed, Pauline.
Yeah, good luck.
Do you want a case of Brick Lane? Do you want a case of Brick Lane?
Case of Brick Lane. I love your beer. Oh,
Thank you.
Good on you.
Would you like the base lager or the pale ale?
Well, I've tried the pale ale, but I haven't tried the base lager.
Oh, the base lager? Really good.
Yeah, knock the top off one of those, Pauline. Yeah, you'll be right.
Thanks, Nick. That's great. Well done.
My pleasure. Yeah. All right. It's good to make people happy, isn't it? With a little joy. I give him presents out. It's stuff I brew myself.
You're like Santa. Yeah.
Well, you look like you're a bit like you're a
similar
brunette Santa.
Okay, be very careful. Thin ice, everybody. Thin ice. Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys.
What do you think?
When we call your name, you acknowledge this.
Sorry, I smushed my face against it and then it changed. Yeah.
What are you doing, Tim?
The clue is. Oh, sorry, I was going to tell Tim what the clue is just to get it all happening.
Yeah,
An excited young man talks gibberish and nonsense. Is there a little bit of you in that line, Tim? I'm picking it.
The young bit's gone, but the excited bit's still there.
What's the song, Tim?
I think it's Song 2 by Blur.
That's not gibberish, though. That's quite interesting dialogue.
What's he saying there?
What's he saying?
There's not a lot.
Come off it.
I got my head checked by a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy.
Thank you.
And that's gibberish how?
Gibberish and nonsense with outbursts of enthusiasm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's correct.
Well done, Tim. You've got a case of Brick Lane coming your way as well. And come Friday, we'll let you know whether you, sir, are the proud new owner of a Tempur mattress bed base worth
$10,000.
Yeah, let's get the woo-hoo happening right now.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave's wearing his cap on backwards in the studio.
What's wrong with that?
Can you take a picture and post it?
I do it all the time.
I always have my hat on. You don't ever do it.
You know what you should try next?
What's
a bandana.
Yeah, well, I'd like Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith.
It's the sign of a man losing the battle with middle age who's not going to go quietly.
I don't think Guns N' Roses was on our mind. I think we're thinking about an author of historic books.
Oh, really? The bandana.
Oh, jeez. Kennedy, gloves off. Wow.
No, it's not. I'm just thinking of who wears a bandana.
Okay. Well, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. Australian author. Yeah.
Pirates. I mean, if you're in the Caribbean.
I wasn't having a go at bandana wearing.
Boarding someone. Hmm. Oh, no, that was a go. That'll get back. Just had a crack.
As
if. Hey, let's clean it up a bit.
Yes.
Sit up straight. One of our special guests who we love, Frightening. Frightening Night of TV last night in many ways. And 7:30 threw up a few questions. We need to get to the bottom to it. It's Lee Sales. How are you, Lee?
I'm good. I think I should wear a bandana on 7:30 tonight.
Yes.
There you go.
Or at least a cap on backwards. Yep. That would be great.
One of the two would be expected, Lee.
Pull a new audience, I'm sure.
That's right. And maybe a skirt with a poodle on it. You know, like you're going to the dance.
I used to have one of those when I was in the High School Musical of Greece.
I went to Greece, the premiere of Greece, in one of those poodle skirts, I'll have you know, too.
We love a poodle skirt.
What about passion fruits? What's your view on passion fruits? You got caught mucking around down the shallow end and you didn't touch the big
Lee, did you know there's a glut of passion fruits in Australia at the moment? It was one of our big stories on the show today.
I absolutely love them so much that I keep juiced passion fruits in ice cube trays in the freezer so that I've always got some. I love them.
That will be a trivia question one day. Yeah. Somewhere.
Where does Lee keep her passion fruits?
What does Lee keep in her freezer?
It's not a euphemism, Lee.
Tree and passion fruits.
So on what kind of occasion, Lee, would you break out the passion fruit ice cubes? Like,
Hang on.
very special occasion.
This is a candlelit dinner.
Very romantic occasion.
Oh, wow.
I like them on a bit of breakfast. I like some frozen raspberries. I like a bit of Greek yogurt. I like a bit of passion fruit, a bit of honey, a bit of pistachio.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Crikey. Yeah. That's my tummy rumbling, everyone. Lee, last night, DNA thing, I've been fascinated by this for a while. At least there are rules, unlike facial recognition now, there's rules regarding what you can and can't do with DNA. Talk through what you were breaking last night, which is about relative DNA and how the law enforcement can now use it.
Yeah, there was a fascinating case that we had. So it's basically about, you know, how DNA is useful in solving crime these days.
Yes.
You can actually use the DNA of relatives to identify people who have been guilty of a crime. So we had this case, which was in Cooktown. A woman was murdered. Some DNA was found at the scene on a piece of twine that was used to strangle her. And the police ran that through their database to see, you know, if anyone with a known record or history, if that was their DNA, and they didn't get a match. And so they called in the region for people to volunteer their DNA just so they could see if they had any luck. And they actually got the killer via his mother's DNA. His mother was one of the people who volunteered her DNA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so that's when it's used for good, not evil.
Yeah, although you wonder, like, did the mother, was she completely blindsided by that, or perhaps she volunteered suspecting maybe her son? Like, I just don't know what the details of that were. But the sort of people are raising questions around, because you know how you can send your like a bit of DNA off to a website and I'll come back and I'll tell you, like, you're 20% Egyptian.
Ancestry.com.
Exactly, yep. So how do you know when you're sending your DNA off to that it's going to be used only for that and that it's not going to be on
the world? So do they have subpoena rights for genetic companies like that? Can law enforcement demand?
Not that I know of at the moment, but I think it's a bit of a murky area. What's interesting with the facial recognition stuff is in the States now, IBM, Amazon and Microsoft have pulled their technology from the police because they're worried.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Alarm bells are ringing?
Yeah, because the research apparently shows that the facial recognition technology is less accurate when it's used to ID dark-skinned people. And so there's some concerns about that it could be used for racial profiling or for mass surveillance and it could be inaccurate.
That's great because they've just done it for all the rioters in America. It's been
good
used
news.
At the moment. I heard of a case, and there's a woman who does this, and there was an unsolved case in America for 40 years. The DNA had never turned up, but she had the DNA and she did this search and by the structure of the DNA worked out where he was likely to have lived or come from and what his last name is likely to be. And when they found him, his last name was the name she had told them because there were certain patterns historically from people who had the same surname. And this DNA kind of was more likely than not to be someone with the last name Turner. They went to Turner and said, this is the areas where they were. They put out they also mapped what he was most likely going to look like.
Mm.
And whooshka, bang. He was found. I don't know if it was in the same area, but with the same surname. So that's
the forensic pathology is very fascinating. I mean, admittedly, a fair bit of my knowledge of it comes from watching Dexter. But
you're such a Dexter girl, man.
The ice cubes. It's Dexter's on.
Blood splatter patterns and stuff
that's
are also
all right.
fascinating.
But a good-looking serial killer never goes astray. Lee, I want to talk to you quickly about something that you acknowledged, and it was a tweet about New Zealand kicking off live concerts with audiences. As a musician and someone who loves music and loves going out, you said, let's hope not far behind. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, you know, something that always really strikes me, and it struck me, in fact, with the sport on the weekend too, if you're putting on a show, like, say, you know, Annabelle Crabb and I put on our Chat 10 shows, whether the venue is one quarter full or whether it's an absolute sellout, it costs us exactly the same to put the show on.
Yes,
and
that's
so
right.
That's what the problem is at the moment until we are through the social distancing, because if you have an expensive show, like, say, a big blockbuster show like Hamilton that's coming next year, or Symphony Orchestra or something like that, very, very hard if you're only filling to a quarter capacity to stay afloat. So, I'm just really crossing my fingers that we get through that fast.
Hope so. Have you got something to plug, by the way? Are you back out
your
and
podcast?
About?
We're just doing our usual stuff. We don't have any live shows at the moment because it's not financially viable for us.
Sure.
So we're just podding, basically. And there's a little show I host every night called 7:30 on the ABC.
Well, what's on tonight?
I like that show.
See, interesting show about GP clinics closing because people are scared to go to the GP because they're scared they're going to catch something. And also the government's made, if you do a telehealth consultation so you don't go in, that's compulsory bulk billing. So the doctor's offices can't charge a gap for that. Mm. Okay. So they're losing money. So about half of this stats we've got, about half of doctor's surgeries in Australia aren't sure if they'll still be able to operate in 6 months' time, that they're going to be financially viable. Amazing, isn't it?
If you finish that early and you've still got a couple of minutes, there's too many passion fruits out there. Just run with that. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you so gang. Much.
7:30 tonight, ABC.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Let's do the court rounds. Huge news. The federal court, an appeals court, has ruled that Kleenex wipes can be sold as flushable. Now, this was after Sydney Water and consumer advocates went, no, don't do that because everyone will just flush them down the dunny. Mm.
Yep.
And we don't want that in our waterways. Sounds like sound advice. Well, Kleenex have got the go-ahead to call them flushable. So I guess people are going to flush them.
People are going to try and flush them, and having some sewerage experience myself, when we had a blocked sewerage, I saw what comes out. I know that flushable wipes, it's very dubious of what.
Well, it is dubious, and I'd like to get Gunnar Thunberg on the line, but we can't. So the next best thing we can do is get Judge Janey in. Now, I love Judge Janey.
I wonder what her ruling is.
Oh. She rules with an iron fist. We'll do it. Have you got something you want us to rule on? Dispute with your neighbour, dispute with your family, ISO trouble.
Judge
that's
Janey
always
will call
good.
It.
133353. Get
just
it in
remember
mind.
She's firm.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're about to enter the courtroom of Judge Janey. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge has had a few wines. This is Judge Janey.
Order in the court.
What was the saxophone?
That's a bit of
that's
LA
from
law.
LA law.
She's getting a bit sexy, a bit raunchy.
LA Law, one of my favourite shows.
Is it?
Order in the court. In a decision on Monday, the full court of the federal court upheld a decision that Kleenex had not engaged in misleading or deceptive conduct by claiming four types of Cottonelle flushable cleansing cloths were fit for flushing. Basically, they said, flush away. Wipe your bottom with a flushable wipe. I say, use toilet paper, you fools.
Use toilet paper, you dicks.
There is a thing called a Fatberg.
Get
look
up a day.
Yuck.
Look it up. Do not use a big, heavy
what about
wipe.
A moist towelette? What about a moist towelette from KFC?
I've talked before about saying the word moist on this show.
All right, next.
All right. Backward cap.
Backward wing hats.
Hang on.
Dangerous Dave, please approach the bench.
Hello, Your Honour.
What the hell are you doing?
You're an idiot.
You come in here, you've got to be what, over the age of 60?
How dare you?
Name your famous
do not
cap.
Wear.
Who wears a cap backwards?
Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Enough said.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Hey, by the way, Fred Durst and Marky Mark, it's time to put your caps forward.
Oh, really?
Wearing caps your forward. Cap backwards is not on in my court. Close call.
Fair call. Wow. Can we go to callers?
Yeah.
Can we go to the callers? Ben, what's your issue for Judge Janey?
My issue is the German Scott, the German cream.
Hang on, you sound very nervous. Just, I understand why you're nervous. Just take a deep breath and start again.
Good luck.
Watch out, Ben. This could blow up in your face.
Angry.
Angry. She's not. She's on
angry.
One.
Angry.
Ben, what is it? Quickly, get it out properly.
Yep.
Jam and cream on scones. What goes on first?
Mm. Oh
my
one.
God. Clear as a bell.
No. Hear him out.
Clear
this
as a bell. What is your suggestion?
See, I go cream first.
Oh my God. Get him out. Put him in jail for 20 years.
Have him removed from the court.
Jam first, cream second. The Queen does it that way. You are a convict who deserves to be on Tasmania by yourself. Gone. Case closed.
I can see that one being appealed. I can see that one being appealed all the way up to the food court.
No appeal, you heathen.
Why? All right.
Judge Janey.
Paul, what is the matter you're bringing before Judge Janey?
I'd like to see, aging has been comedians, perhaps yourself, Mick. release an album of covers of a cover of a cover.
Well, what's your question? Right. Should it be allowed?
Should that be allowed? Covers of the covers of the covers. And even though I've got a bunch of...
Be careful on your ruling here. Okay. This could pause.
Judge Janie has a program.
I'll go get myself a dream team.
No, she has a program approved for struggling artists.
Okay.
People who are trying to have a crack.
Is that what how highly strung came up through the
room? No. It's
order.
It's for people who think they can sing and it's a bit delusional. But it's very important for mental health, so that's why we allow
Joe likes my cover?
A re-release of a re-release. Can we like a little bit of it?
People who wear their caps backwards. Am I right, Dave?
I beg your pardon.
I'll take it. Yes.
Listen.
You hang me. Had to try.
Pop that in your horse here. Just
see you every night.
She's headbanging.
Mickey.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
What do you mean?
And I'm throwing that out of court. And in fact, it should be isolated.
You're
and
not fit to judge.
Put away forever.
Do you know you will be? What's our recourse? The court.
Oh, you have no appeal. There's no appeal in Judge Janie's court. No appeal. Case closed. 10 years with good behaviour.
10 years?
What age are you allowed to wear hats on backwards? What age?
You're allowed to wear hats on backwards up to the age of 13, in my opinion.
In your
and
house.
Dave, that makes you way off.
Why can't you? Who cares? I feel good about it.
No, it looks like a beret gone wrong.
No, it keeps the hair out of my eyes.
What about a beanie? What's going on?
Can I wear a beanie?
It's terrible. Put it the right way or don't wear it at all.
What about
I know where Judge Janie and Jane Kennedy begin and end. There is a murky border there between the two. All right. This has been another session.
Yes, of Judge Janie on Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Crown Equipment and the Crown's Forklifts Encore range. This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Good on them. Fantastic. Yeah. Love them to death. What? Play the jingle. Can we play the jingle before, Jane?
Yeah,
just to get us in
idea.
The mood. Just to get me groovy.
There is nothing like a crown. Back for picking it up and putting it down.
You know what? I sang that song on the weekend, Mick. You know
why?
I was in, I was shopping.
Yeah.
And I saw a Crown forklift coming towards me with a chick on it.
Oh, that's the hottest sight in showbiz.
Hottest sight. She was grinning from ear to ear, and I said, "That looks like you're having such a good time." She said, "I am. Do you want to jump on board?"
Jumped
on board that Crown.
I would like that my date to pick me up like that.
Wouldn't you like that?
A chick on a Crown at the front,
much fun.
How good are they?
And they've got the Encore range out, Mickey. This is the reconditioned Encore range of forklifts.
Encore.
They're pre-owned forklifts. They've been reconditioned. They look like brand new. They're unbelievable.
They're doing a lap of honour, basically. They're saying, look at us. We just get better age. They've given us a cuddle. They've pushed us back out into the workplace. We're good to go, good as gold. Crown, you've done it. You know what? Play it again. Play the jingle again, Dave, and let's do some dirty dancing.
All right, here it comes.
Let's do some dirty dancing.
You can spin your crown around.
Yeah, baby.
Mix twerking.
No one puts well crown done. In the corner, baby.
Well done. Crown.com.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's almost it for another day of Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
So I tell you what, Judge Janie was firm and not necessarily fair today. I thought she was. Some of her rulings will be appealed.
She is black and white. She knows. She's like a judge on The Voice. Bang.
Wow.
She knows. That's straight away.
There's no full bench. I tried to approach the bench at one stage. Yeah.
Well, I know. That
forcefully told.
Well,
I like that little wig you wear as well, like that judge. Yes.
I like it too. Bit of horse hair.
Is it your horse?
Victory approaches tail.
Victory approaches.
Why do they make those wigs so grey, though?
I don't know.
Can't they make them a bit more
Dolly
Parton-like?
That's true. They're
a
colour, don't they?
Come on.
Can I ask what you're wearing under the cape? What's your arrangement?
Oh, just could be a bit commando.
That took a turn.
I've got, you know. Nice black lacy bra.
Jeez. Maybe that'd be a good poster for Judge Janie. You standing over a grate like Marilyn Monroe, but in the robes.
There you go. Just a little hint of something for
next time. That should be a TV show, by the way. I would watch that. I would watch Judge Janie, where real cases go to you, not big ones, but stuff that's, you know. They
tried to get housewife, Gina Liano. She was going to be
Kyle there. Sanderlands had a go at her as well, didn't he?
Kyle had a go. He was doing a... Judge Kyle.
Something like that.
God, I'd be 20 times better than King Kyle.
Of course you would be.
I'd take it seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't muck around.
And I could be, who's the guy on Judge Jody? Who's the floor guy? The bailiff? I could be the bailiff. Bailiff Mickey.
You could be, you bring the
order. All rise for Judge Jody.
You have your hair just all patted down nicely and have your glasses on and a nice, and a check shirt and a tie.
Okay, I'm not enjoying my role, sir. Who's on tomorrow? Good man. Always a joy. Can't wait.
Missed any of today's show? The podcast will be up soon. Get the catch up, kennedymalloy.com.au. Back to drive you home tomorrow.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.